In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The wisdom of the Catholic Church manifests itself in her liturgy. Today, for instance, we are celebrating the festivity of Saint Gertrude the Great, who is the patron of this church. And also we are commemorating the 24th Sunday after Pentecost. It is interesting that both Gospels, the one in honor of Saint Gertrude and the other in honor of the Sunday, have a similarity. They speak about one thing, and it is the kingdom of heaven. Our Lord in parables speaks about this kingdom, comparing it to different things in order to teach us a lesson. In the Gospel of Saint Gertrude, our Lord says, "The kingdom of heaven shall be like to 10 virgins who, taking their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom and the bride. There were 5 who were prudent, and they took enough oil to keep their lamps lit. But there were 5, other 5, which were not prudent. They were not wise, and they didn't have enough oil for the lamp, so they didn't expect the bridegroom in the proper way." And in the Gospel of the Sunday, the commemoration of the Sunday, our Lord says again, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field." And also he compares this kingdom of heaven with leaven, and a small quantity of it is enough for fermenting three measures of flour. From this teaching of this message of the liturgy that the Catholic Church is showing us today, we can have an idea of what Saint Gertrude the Great was, and we can take her as an example of one of the 5 virgins that was waiting, expecting the bridegroom, is the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, with enough oil, that is, with enough charity, because she loved our Lord with her heart, as we all are supposed to do. But we also can compare Saint Gertrude, the saint of today, with the grain of mustard seed, because she also was very tiny, very small, in the sense that she was very humble. She didn't think too much or anything about herself, of herself. She was very humble. And in that way, she could have a true love for Christ, and she became a great saint. We call her Saint Gertrude the Great. So you can see that she had this little grain of mustard, but she profited and being generous to the grace of God, and she became a great saint. Also, we can compare her with leaven, because all her goodness and her love and her virtue still is shining, and we can see after 8 centuries, after her death, all the love she had for love, and she is an example for us today. She is not only for the past, but is an example for us today. If we listen to the voice of the Church and her liturgy, we also are going to discover a teaching for us, like a personal message, something that our Lord wants to tell us. And In the parable of the 10 virgins, we can think of us as one of those virgins and think if meditate and see in our consciences if we are preparing ourselves to receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, because the Lord, the Bridegroom, is coming to us today, and we have to see in our souls to discover if we really have the oil prepared, the charity, the preparation, the devotion, the love, in order to receive worthily our Lord Jesus Christ. Remembering that if we are in the sight of the other virgins, the five who were foolish and they were not prepared, we are going to be rejected by our Lord. Also, we can see ourselves in the grain of the mustard seed, because we are here receiving graces from God, even from our baptism. The seed that is the grace of God, we have to work in order to augment it in our soul. If we don't do anything in order to augment the virtue in our souls, we are not going to become big trees, as our Lord says in the parable. Today, as I said, the Church is teaching us something. And St. Gertrude is not far from us as an example, and is our obligation to imitate her, because all of us were created for heaven. Perfection is not something only for those great saints, but is meant to be the ordinary way to go into heaven. Saint Gertrude knew that, and she practiced all those virtues, obeying the will of God. Always she used to say, "Thy will be done," as in the Our Father. And it's very important for us to forget about ourselves, as Saint Gertrude did, in order that Christ, our Lord, can come and inhabit our souls. If we want to become saints, we should imitate Saint Gertrude. We should imitate her in her devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is the love that God has for us, but also the love that we have to have for Him. He wants to love us, but also He wants to be loved by us. Saint Gertrude did that, and we are also called to that. There is a general or universal vocation to sanctity, and this has to encourage us to have confidence in God, because the grace is there. And if we are not saints, is because of our own fault. Saint Gertrude also was very devout of the sacred, the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist, she had a very strong faith, and we also have to imitate her when we approach the communion rail with devotion, with love, and with confidence. Saint Gertrude was very devout of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and it is not only important, but according to many saints, it is necessary to have a true devotion for Our Lady, because we cannot love God, we cannot love the Sacred Heart without loving the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So today, especially before going to communion, meditate upon these things and prepare yourself in order to be one of those five prudent virgins, or one of those who received the seed, the mustard seed, the grain of mustard seed. And thus we also are going to meet Saint Gertrude in heaven after this life, practicing the virtue that God wants from us. Pray in order to become saints, and don't think that this is extraordinary, but remember the words of our Lord, "Be ye perfect as your Father, your Heavenly Father, is perfect." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.